Today in Venezuela, at least one person was killed and a dozen others injured after clashes with security forces at the border with Brazil. President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the borders closed in order to block food and medical aid that the U.S. and others are sending. NPR's Eder Peralta is in Caracas, where people are talking about the prospect of U.S. military intervention, something the Trump administration has not ruled out.
Across the capital, Caracas, the Venezuelan government has set up red tents for citizens to sign an open letter to the American public. President Nicolas Maduro penned the letter, claiming that the United States is planning an illegal invasion, citing a made-up humanitarian crisis. Sonia is manning the booth. At a polarizing time in the country, she is afraid to give her full name for fear of retribution. State security forces have targeted and killed government critics, according to Amnesty International.
Sí hay problema en Venezuela, pero nosotros...
There is no denying, she says, that Venezuela has problems. But this can be solved internally. An American invasion, she says, no doubt means war. And war is unjustifiable.
La guerra lo que trae es desolación.
War only brings desolation, misery, and hunger. Over the past century or so, the United States has directly or indirectly helped change regimes in Latin America dozens of times, says John Coatsworth, who studies Latin American history at Columbia University. And Venezuelans, he says, have every reason to be worried about a U.S. intervention.
And there are circumstances that suggest that they should be worrying perhaps more than they are.
Interventions in Latin America, says Coatsworth, have traditionally been fairly low risk and cheap for the United States. So American presidents have often looked at them as a relatively easy way to burnish their credentials. And right now,
we have a president of the United States who's probably looking to repair his standing in the polls. And Latin America has been a place where you can get that done.
Back in Caracas, I find Maria Dolores and Nelly, two longtime friends in their 70s, strolling a big plaza in the middle of town. Both ask me to use their first names only because they too fear retribution. As soon as I mention the U.S. invasion, Nelly smiles broadly.
Que se haga lo que se tiene que hacer.
She says the U.S. should do what it needs to do, so everyone awakens from this nightmare. Her friend, María Dolores, shakes her head. To her, an invasion would bring war, set Venezuelans fighting against Venezuelans. Nelly tells her it's better to die now than in agony, but María Dolores tells her to think about the young people. They are the ones who suffer most in war. Across the plaza, I find two young friends in their 20s enjoying the sun. This was the first time that Gary and Jaima had been out of the house in a month. They work, but inflation is so bad their money is worthless. The high crime rate means they can't go out. So the thought of an American intervention makes them downright giddy. A big part of it is that they don't trust their government, and they won't give their full names for fear of drawing government retaliation. They don't trust the military will turn against President Nicolas Maduro. Jaima says she sees Venezuela as a society damaged by the legacy of Hugo Chavez. The worst mistake he made, she says, is to teach Venezuelans to demand rights, but not fulfill their civic obligations. That's meant inept, corrupt men in powerful positions. It's led an oil-rich country into economic chaos. It means that Jaima and Cari work a month and can only buy a few pounds of vegetables. This is desperation, they say. It's an SOS, a cry for help. They don't care who comes to their rescue. They just hope that soon their lives will get better. Eder Peralta, NPR News. Caracas.